This is Nat Metcalf. I'm pleased to be sponsored by The Netball Show for the 2026 Super League season.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Yeah, it's a huge win away from home, but I think more importantly, the way in which we came back after a tough first half. And I think we really reflected at halftime that we're in a very similar position 7 days prior against the Vixens and what were we going to do about it. And I thought, you know, the shift the players took in the third quarter to get the game back on their terms and really turn the game around was great to see. And most importantly, just, you know, being under pressure and showing such great composure to close out the game was a really positive step forward for us.
Do you think that's something that your side really needed, that big test, and then to see what they could deliver?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we've had a lot of tests throughout the season so far, and it's been something that we're really connected to about embracing those moments. And there was definitely a really clear intent from the playing group late in the game to really step into the challenge that was in front of us. And I thought our execution and composure late in the game was really important for us and, you know, very important for us as a team to kind of maximise those moments when you're under pressure and you either sink or swim. And the girls certainly put their hand up and did a great job.
Talk to us about Fran Williams. She's obviously the England captain. We know she's a superstar. She hasn't played the minutes that she has this year and years previously, but she's delivering for you guys in a massive way.
Yeah, she absolutely is. And, you know, she's a supreme athlete and she's more than capable of running out 60 minutes. She hasn't had a minute on the sidelines yet, so we've been asking a lot of her. But she's really transitioned from being, I guess, an impact role player in our team the last couple of seasons into really anchoring our back line. And she's had some big tasks every week against some really pivotal players in the opposition teams, and she's been handling it really, really well. And probably most pleasing to what she's doing well is a great leadership presence in our environment and really stepping into, I guess, her natural space, who she's like at her best in a team environment. So I think on and off the court, she's been exceptional. She's having a great season.
She's partnering up with someone young in Ruth out in wing defence. How are you liking that matchup there?
Yeah, it was a really great combination that we haven't obviously seen a lot of on the competition court, but have been chipping away at in the training environment. And I think Fran's leadership to Ruth on that line was really important, particularly as the game went on, but then also Ruth growing her confidence to lead Fran at different times too, which was great to see. So it just adds another element to our defensive setup now, which is great to see. And, you know, lots of little things to play with, which we're really liking.
You had a really strong message to Ruth during that game, you know, to be really strong, be confident. You sent her out there against the Australian captain. You've obviously got faith in her.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think it was great that we got her out on court in her first game against the Vixens and got a feel for the intensity of the competition again. And now just kind of refining, you know, what it looks like for her in terms of where she can add best value to our team. And the beauty of her is she can play all three back positions for us and do a job. So we need a little bit of extra height and arms and danger out the front in that wing defence position to support our circle on the weekend. And I thought as she kind of worked her way into the contest, she played her role really well. And hopefully we can keep pushing and getting more out of her.
Your attention obviously turns to Thunderbirds Friday night. It's a huge match here in Perth.
Yeah, huge match and very short turnaround. So today has been very, very light for the players. Just a really succinct review of the Lightning game and one training session tomorrow heading into Friday's match. And, you know, I think it's a great opportunity to kind of keep progressing from where we were against Lightning. And I think there's a lot of similarities in what we want to be really good at against Thunderbirds. Not much time to think about it. It's all about doing. So very much a focus on just taking action and taking the next step as a team.
Obviously, you didn't get the win against them earlier in the season. Do you feel like you can right some wrongs this Friday with that match?
Yeah, I think when we look at their game, the game we played in round two, it feels like a long, long time ago and we lost by 13. And this will probably be the first game where we have a full available squad potentially if all goes well. So we will look and feel very different. And I think we've been on a pretty, a very different journey since round two. But it's going to be another great challenge. You know, you don't get many chances to take on the top two teams in the competition. So when you do, you've got to be up for it. And I really want to see us back us and just do our jobs for the team and see what we can create.
That availability, does that mean we might see Alice this Friday?
Well, she's tracking really well. So she obviously stayed back in Perth over the weekend and got some contested training under her belt whilst we were away. And obviously the travel was not going to be in her best interest. And she'll be out on the court with the team on Wednesday as a final little fitness test. But she's tracked really well and in a good position to be available. So all going well, she should be back on court and in the team.
How do you stop someone like Elle Murray? She's obviously come into this league with a bang. She started so high, had a little bit of a dip, but she's found form again last weekend.
Yeah, she has. And I think, you know, we're certainly having a look at the types of styles of defence that have challenged her, but also, you know, what her natural instincts are and how she likes to play. And she's proving to be very adaptable. And like any first-time player in the competition, you have great games and then you get a little bit humbled at times. But she's proving to be a real competitor and working her way through challenging situations when they arise. So I think there'll be certainly some specificity for our goalkeepers, but also I think what's happening out the front's going to be equally as important. You're only as good as the players in front and how much ball you're getting. So I think just disconnecting what's happening out the front and putting on enormous pressure relentlessly will be key for us. But I think it's a great challenge. They were hard to break early in the season, and I think it's going to be a great little measure to see how we're stacking up as a defensive unit.
Everyone's excited to see the Romelda-Shamira matchup. I think last time Shamira sort of took the points, but Romelda, she's very experienced. What can she do differently?
Yeah, I think Romelda learnt a lot from the last time she played, and I think it will be a much different version of Romelda on court this time. And I actually thought she was absolutely brilliant for us against the Lightning and weathered the physicality so well, and her work rate in her position was just exceptional. So she'll have a lot of confidence around where her game's at and what she's doing, and a few little elements of her game that she'll want to make sure are right on point. But yeah, I think it's going to be a great battle, an important battle, but certainly again the focus will sit on the unit rather than the individual.
How excited are you for Friday night netball? It's not something we often see in Sydney.
Yeah, it's great. I think, you know, get as many fans there as we can to kick off the weekend in style and to enjoy the atmosphere that it brings and to have a great time enjoying netball and enjoying some social time as well. So hopefully it's something we can continue to do and add a little bit of point of difference, which is always great in the season, and great to have the Thunderbirds here in a top four clash, which is always great.
Do you feel like this match could make or break your top two hopes? Obviously top two is so important.
Yeah, I don't look at it as make or break, but I certainly see it as an incredible opportunity. If we're serious about trying to challenge the top two teams and essentially beat the two teams that we haven't so far this year, this is the time to do it. We're not going to get another look at Thunderbirds until potentially a finals campaign if that's how things play out. So it is a massive opportunity to test yourself against some of the best in the competition. You either step up and rise to the occasion or you struggle. So I really want to see us play some of our best netball on Friday and show that we're just as good and that we're going to be really hard to beat on our own home court.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.